Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app, just favorite WILK News Radio. You got the rewind feature, you can get the podcast there, you can go back and listen to yesterday's show if you want to do that. It's a great little thing to have. Plus, it seamlessly plays with your car play, so you can get that if digital bliss coming through your car radio if you have trouble in and out of our area through the mountains. I know how it is. Up by me, I'm on the far end of our reaches as well. So I normally listen to the app. You can also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere. Just search for Rob O'Donnell Show. And iHeartRadio and your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio and you'll get us. It is 308, 58 degrees on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. We are here to discuss today's news. It's just interesting times. It truly is. And we're going to get to this individual that pled guilty today because that was a surprise, rapidly surprise development in that case. And the governor held a press conference today. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But earlier today on social media, basically as an advisory, because I know a lot of people on area have families that are serving in our military and were worried about the shutdown, as we were. You know, I had a discussion with my kids earlier that if, you know, the pay did not get into their accounts, you know, we would see what we needed to do. Thankfully, both of them were okay and didn't really need any short-term help. Plus, USAA and the Navy Federal and a couple of things are providing zero interest loans for the shutdown as well. So I posted today that both my active duty military children received their pay today. Just as an advisory, nothing, just to say, hey, you know, let the people know. I think it's newsworthy because the big discussion was, you know, not only not paying our federal workers, but not paying our military, our active duty military. So I posted that both my active duty military children received their pay today, promises made, promises kept. That's all I posted. I guess someone in our area, and I won't say their name, but someone in our area who works for the National Park Service, and there's only one here, so I would imagine it's Steamtown, took offense to that and said, well, the National Park workers weren't paid today, so big deal about your active duty military. We're essential, they're not. So here's someone who works, I would assume, for our local National Park Service, who is not getting paid. And listen, that sucks. I get it. No one that works for the federal government and not receiving a paycheck is I don't wish it all and on any of them. The government shutdown is what it is. There's a clean resolution to pay them that the Senate Democrats will not pass because they want to hold it hostage for their pet projects, which I posted a couple of them today. And they want to renegotiate the enhanced premium tax credits under the Affordable Care Act that were temporarily instituted because of COVID, and they want to use the budget as leverage. And the Republicans aren't having that, and that's why you have a shutdown. There's a clean resolution that the Senate could pass today so every federal worker could get paid. But I found it interesting that a local National Park Service, and listen, it sucks if they're not getting paid. I get it. I fight for you as far as much as I fight for anyone else. But to say that you're essential and our active duty military is not was pretty comical at the most. But people believe that. And listen, I get it. You didn't get a paycheck. What about me comes to mind, and you're either jealous or upset that maybe the active duty military got a little preferential treatment. But I don't think most people will agree that our active duty military out there serving is a little more essential than, let's say, our National Park Service, which are great entities, especially our local ones here. So that's how the morning started. And speaking of that, I also posted a video of House leadership, Republican leadership, gave a listing of some of the things that the Democrats want to put in their continuing resolution to open up the government. So yeah, I'm not really going to dive into that here, but you can go see that on my Facebook and check it out and make your own decisions one way or another. More for our areas, this Pennsylvania man who pled guilty in the arson attack of the governor's mansion while the Shapiro family slept. Governor Josh Shapiro and his wife had an emotional press conference today, and let me, if you have ever been the victim of a burglary, if someone, a stranger, has ever broken into your personal space, be it your vehicle, breaking into your vehicle in your driveway, being in your house especially, it's happened to me, and it's something that makes you feel violated. Someone invaded your personal space. Someone came into a place it's your safe haven. It's our safe haven, our homes. Could you imagine someone coming into that personal space and trying to kill you? And that's what happened here. And you could see an emotional Governor Shapiro and an emotional his wife. And I take it as genuine. A lot of people said that it was crocodile tears for performance reasons. I don't think so, because listen, when I lived on Long Island, my car was broken into right in my driveway, and I felt violated. It was a violation of my personal space, and our vehicles are that personal space, which is why it extends, you know, our home to our vehicles and a lot of laws here in Pennsylvania. Thankfully, they took my cell phone, which we were able to track, and within 3 days, able to catch them. Again, that violation, though, and the change of the way we did things and locked our cars and our homes changed after that. I couldn't imagine someone trying to come into your house and trying to kill you, how that feels. And they said it's an ongoing process. There's good days and bad days. But you have to realize, you know, he was sleeping with his wife and children in that home. Someone broke into their home, be it the governor's mansion. It's the people's home, but it's their home at the moment. It's their personal space. They just had a religious gathering that night. They were asleep after that celebration and are woken up by state troopers saying that the house is on fire. Someone set your house on fire. Someone tried to kill you. And this person, based on statements, exactly that, wanted to kill them. So I understand the emotional toll that takes, because you would think the governor's mansion, protected by our Pennsylvania State Police, surveillance and everything else, would be that safe haven. And it wasn't. It wasn't that night. And you can imagine how the rest of us feel. You know, how vulnerable are we in our safe places, in our places, our home, where we are at our most vulnerable. So I take him as 100% genuine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Being honest, because, again, no one's tried to kill me, but they've broken into my personal space, and you do feel violated. I've dealt with crime victims to where people broke into their homes and robbed them while they were there, or assaulted them and murdered them. And it is no doubt very traumatic. It's a traumatic experience that you will never fully get over. You'll learn to live with it, but you never fully get over it. So he was emotional, and I take it at its genuine value today, because I've seen people in that very situation act that very same way. So as far as the naysayers out there, unless you've ever been in that position and your family's been in that position and you've been worried not only of your own personal safety, but your children and your wife's safety, it changes you. It changes how you look at things. And I truly believe that trauma to be genuine. So he did give a press conference on that. But this man who scaled the iron security fence, and there is video footage out now after this plea that has been released that you could see on social media that shows, you know, him setting this house on fire, breaking in. But he scaled the iron security fence in the middle of the night, eluded police, used beer bottles filled with gasoline to ignite the occupied Pennsylvania governor's mansion. He pled guilty today to attempted murder, terrorism, 22 counts of arson, aggravated arson, burglary, aggravated assault of Governor Josh Shapiro, 21 counts of reckless endangerment and loitering in that April 13th attack. That is a slew of charges. And he pled guilty to everything. And also caused millions of dollars in damage in this state-owned brick building. Now, Cody Ballmer, 38. Under the plea deal, he will be sentenced between 25 and 50 years in prison. Again, the governor and members of his family had to be awakened and evacuated. No one was injured, thankfully, but the multiple endangerment charges reflect the number of people in the residence at the time, including the governor's family, guests, and the state troopers. You have to realize, these state troopers put their life on the line running into a burning building to evacuate the governor and his guests and his family. The fire was set hours after they celebrated the Jewish holiday of Passover with Seder in the residence. If you look at some of the pictures out there, you could see some of the remnants of them celebrating Passover and Seder burnt in the residence dining area. Prosecutors played video clips to show the Molotov cocktail going off and the figure inside and outside the residence. Judge Deborah Curcillo called the video horrific and very frightening. These videos are now public. They're out there on the internet. When I get a chance, I'll post them on my social media as well. But it just goes to show how violent and how dedicated this criminal, this psychopath was. Ballmer told police he planned to beat Shapiro with a small sledgehammer if he had encountered him after breaking into the building, according to court documents. Ballmer turned himself in the next afternoon to face the charges of attempted homicide, terrorism, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault, and pled guilty to all those charges. And again, 25 to 50 years in prison is what he's facing. Police say he broke in through the southern wing of the residence into a room often used to entertain crowds or display art. Investigators recovered the two broken glass beer bottles containing the gasoline. Fire charred the walls, tables, buffet serving stations, plates, the piano, window panes, bricks around the doors, windows were also damaged. You know, he talked about violence and political violence, and he didn't make it partisan at all. He didn't make it partisan at all. This was someone who was pro-Palestinian, who was attacking the governor because of his faith. Shapiro's Jewish faith in the attack during Passover weekend raised questions about Ballmer's motive, but Ballmer told the Associated Press in a May letter from jail, he wrote, this suspect wrote the Associated Press from jail, And he said that it had not been a factor in his decision. He could be Jewish, Muslim, or a purple people eater. For all I care, as long as he leaves me and mine alone, Balmer wrote. Well, what does he mean by me and mine? He was a pro-Palestinian individual. From what his family said, you know, did have mental issues in the past. He said in a brief June 9 video interview from Camp Hill State Prison that he did think beforehand about whether children might be injured. Does anyone ever consider children? Balmer said in June. It doesn't seem that way. I sure as hell did. And I'm glad no one got hurt. Asked why he felt Shapiro had somehow done him wrong. Balmer replied, I'm not going to answer that. His mother said that days after his arrest that she tried to get him assistance for mental health issues, but nobody would help. Court proceedings had been delayed while he received mental health treatment, his lawyer had said. At the court hearing a few days after the fire, Balmer told a judge he was unemployed welder with no income or savings and a lot of children. The governor's residence, built in 1968, did not have sprinklers, and work to fix the damage and bolster its security features are continuing in progress now. So it's great that he pled guilty, and there's some sort of closure for the governor and his family. You could see visibly that this was a severely traumatic issue with them. And again, I cannot stress enough, politically we might be on different sides of the spectrum as far as the governor and myself, but his trauma here is genuine. I saw it in the way he talked. I saw it in his eyes. And anyone trying to politicize it, saying, you know, he was exaggerating it because of politics or trying to play a victim. No, he was a victim here. His family was. His children were in this house. And if you look at the damage, it was extensive. This individual, this monster, tried to kill him and his family, including his children. And it gets no more abhorrent than that. Just like I will call out this numbnut running for attorney general in Virginia, Jay Jones, who said he wanted to see his opponent shot and his children die in his arms. Yeah, that's about as disgusting as you can get once you bring someone's children into it. And when I don't care what position you hold, I don't care what money you make, I don't care what your title is, I don't care. When you live through something that jeopardizes the safety of the ones you love most, closest to you, it does something to you. It does something to your core. So I hope this brings closure to the governor. I hope this individual gets the latter of this 25 to 50 years in prison. If he needs mental health, well, let him get it in there locked up for the rest of his adult life. But it was good to see at least the governor seemed to make strides, saying it was an ongoing process for him and his wife, but that this did, in fact, bring some closure to the event. And I wish nothing more than that for the governor and his family. It's something they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives that will never go away. It'll always be in the back of their mind because this happened to them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.